Yeah.
So these different colors on these cross sections represent different lithologies, and we have, you know, typical in kind of deposit type geology, we have what is called a hanging wall and a foot wall, and those are kind of old terms really for just what's above you and what's below you. I mean, this is a stratigraphic deposit, so the ore mineralization is this red here, as well as the purple, and you know, we get kind of pervasive mineralization through this lighter purple as well. So this is kind of what we call the mineralized series. Everything out of there, outside of that, both above and below it, within the hanging wall up here and footwall here, is kind of benign, just host rock, just a series of, you know, volcanoclastic rocks that were overlain on the deposit, completely unrelated to the mineralizing event.
What was the first one?
Yep. And so this is a plan map, so we're looking straight down, looking at the historic drill holes here in kind of this lighter gray. The more bold holes are the holes that we drilled this past summer. And these red intervals represent mineralized intervals within all of those drill holes. So, and then back to those cross sections. These blue lines represent those vertical slices. You know, this one being this one here, and this one being this one here. And again, just kind of showing that through the drilling that we did this summer, you know, we just kind of identified a thickening of mineralization at depth and going off to the east, which actually on this long section. So now a long section, this is kind of a pseudo vertical look, but like head on to the deposit. So looking at that deposit is just a flat plane, and all these points on here represent the pierce points where those drill holes intercepted that mineralized horizon. This orange here represents kind of the historic extents of kind of the core deposit area. This orange outline here represents a few kind of far spaced holes where they had intercepted mineralization, kind of down plunge to the east of the core deposit. And you know, these labeled holes here are the six holes that we drilled this past summer, really trying to figure out the continuity between that core historic deposit and these step out holes that were drilled previously. These contours here show the thickness, kind of the true thickness of that mineralized section. So you can see that, you know, some of the, you know, the thickest area in the core deposit is roughly 22 meters. And I can't remember exactly what hole that was, but D2504, you know, also represents one of the thickest intercepts that have been recorded on the deposit to date. And by creating these plots, we can kind of figure out where we think that kind of main mineralized section of the deposit is going. So our future drilling will be stepping out, you know, on the holes that we drilled here to really define kind of the trend of that mineralization and, you know, see how far it goes. Then we could probably look at some core.